little inspiration and shit.
Log Talk Radio.
Find it very important.
So how do we begin to nurture that hunger? What are the characteristics or the qualities of people that are hungry? What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want? And being hungry for those things. Number one, you've got to work on yourself. It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. The next thing, part of what feeds that hunger, you've got to develop a sense of urgency. The next thing that begins to nurture that hunger, honor yourself as your word. Don't give your word out lightly. When you throw your word out there and you don't honor it, it makes a statement about you that if I speak it, I'm going to live it. It's who I am. Because I want my life to reflect my words and honoring who I am and what I express. Another challenging area in terms of nurturing and developing that hunger in yourself is learning the art of becoming single-minded. Learning how to concentrate. Learning how to focus in. And you'll be surprised at the things that you're able to do. Of the people that you'll be able to attract, of the opportunities that you'll be able to see. You begin to see things that have been standing there looking you in the face, saying, I can't believe this has been here all this time.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
All right, what's going on, dog? It's your boy, the goddamn D, man. I got my road dog on this motherfucker, man. I wish my other dogs were here, but I got one on with you. Y'all heard him today. This motherfucker here, he a bad motherfucker when it comes to women, dog, and he will tell you that same thing we telling you. He on his man shit, and that's what we trying to get y'all on. So lines are open. If y'all want to come in and holler at him, please call in. He'll give you that same ism. He'll punch you in your motherfucking chest. But y'all can come in. Hey. Nothing but love, though, man. Fuck with your boys. 515-605-9373 chat room. That is 515-605-9373, man. Come on in, man. And
knowledge is key.
Yeah, man. That's it. Knowledge is motherfucking key. And if y'all guys take the time to really appreciate who you are as a man, you're not going to have these issues because you'll be able to snuff them motherfuckers out from the get-go, dog. Now, hey, Skrill, we living great lives, man, because we're in control of our lives. You know what I mean?
Man, and it's a beautiful time.
God damn it.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
It's a beautiful time. It's a beautiful thing, too. You know what I'm saying? When you can control what you're trying to, you know, get out of life. You know what I'm saying? You can achieve what you believe, and that's some real shit. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is put your mind to it.
Got to put your mind to it, and you can't let people stop you and sway you from your mission, dog.
Right.
Everybody's going to come at you all kind of ways because that's what these Agent Smiths do. They want to prevent you from being a man. They tell you that it's wrong to be a man, and you're not just getting it from women. You're getting it from motherfucking guys, man, and this is going to be detrimental to y'all if y'all don't wake the fuck up. But if y'all don't think you're saying body, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. Lorenzo, yes. Rosebud and I are doing a show with Soul Lucario. Lucario and I are doing a show on Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock. Rosebud and I will be on at 1 East. Then I'll be doing the Man Mindset show at 7 East. So, yeah, we got it jam-packed on Tuesday. We'll be back on schedule now. So I'm back for the 21 convention and shit, so we're going to be on that shit. So y'all want to call in. Let's talk about it. But you know what, Skrill? I think you're going to stay with the old girl, man. I think you're going to stay with her, man.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, you could tell, like I said, I think I pinpointed he was emotionally attached.
That's why he's staying back. That's why see, that emotional attachment that you have to women is fucking cancerous when you ain't got...
Boy, it's a motherfucker.
It's a motherfucker. Hey, they think crystal meth is a motherfucker. When you emotionally attached to the motherfuckers, man, y'all better stop that shit. Be emotionally attached to yourself, dog, and you don't have
no... Exactly.
That's
exactly.
The emotional attachment. to
yourself. That's my emotional attachment right there. Me.
Yeah. I know that. Hey, Spirit, I know that's right. Fuck that.
All right, you got to love yourself, man. And because, I mean, once you love yourself, everything else is going to follow. You know what I'm saying? It's like a domino effect. You love yourself, things is going to start happening for you for the betterment. It's going to be a more you're going to have a more positive outlook on life. You're going to have a more positive outlook when you come in contact with other people.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to exude this glow. A person, you know, like when I go out and I'm out and about, people just come up and talk to me. You know what I'm saying? I get this all the time because you have that aura about yourself. You know what I'm saying? They like, huh. They know off top, this person, he must think he the shit. Yes, motherfucker, I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry that you don't think you the shit. That ain't my fault. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Spiro, I was going to some barbecue today for the old lady wanted some barbecue for Mother's Day. So I took my little cake ass up to the barbecue place, and I don't know what I was listening to on my headphone, but the chick was like, what are you listening to? Hey, bitch, what the fuck you want to know what the fuck I'm listening to? And she was trying to be all cute and flirty and shit. I'm like, man, hey, Skrill, they don't understand. It's everywhere, man.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, me and my wife go out, man. Women come up and just basically inject themselves into our conversation. And it's really weird because, like, she gets really, really hot. But at the end of the day, like I tell you, know, I'm a more worldly talking, socializing type of person. So when I'm going out, if you're in a club type of situation, no one knows y'all together. You know what I'm saying? So if they just coming up and injecting themselves into the conversation, maybe they was jocking or whatever the fuck. But it's about the person controlling the conversation. Basically, you know what I'm saying? Letting this person know you can diss a person in it. Like, okay, these women might come in and interject themselves in a conversation. I might be cordial and real humble about the situation, but I'm not going to give them that attention that they're thirsty for. I'm going to switch attention right back to my wife. You know what I'm saying? And this person might just sit there for a little second, but they're going to get the drift. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, boom, yeah. It's like that person controlling, not entertaining this person that's done interjected themselves into your conversation.
Man, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get these motherfuckers to be like Thanos. I'm trying to get them there. They don't understand, man. They don't understand how that motherfucker was going body hard on that last Avengers, man.
Man, I still haven't even watched it.
Man, you got that, Cody. You haven't watched that shit, man? I got it on right now. As I'm talking, that shit's on my TV. I'm watching that bitch right now. I just watched Pet Sematary. Hey, wait, Skrill. Did you see it? Mm-hmm. Did you see the trailer to It 2?
It 2? No.
Dog, look at that shit right now. That shit.
Okay.
Dog.
Okay, hold on. I'm going a quick trip. I'm going a quick trip.
Yeah, Paul, and look at that shit right now, dog. My daughter told me, she was like, Dad, you see It 2? I said, man, I didn't see that shit. She said, you need to watch it. I said, man, let me look at this shit. And I'm watching that shit. I'm like, okay. I said, oh, shit.
Wow. It
That's hey,
wrong.
Day one. Look at that. It's 2 minutes. Hey, dog, that shit. Hey, dog, watch that shit, dog. Watch
that's
that.
That's wrong.
Because if I would have saw that motherfucking clown picture when that. Oh, I ain't going to tell you. Just watch the trailer to It, dog. It, too. Watch that trailer right now and get at it. Anyway, I'm gonna talk to the chat room real quick. You watch that trailer and bring your ass back. Anyway,
okay,
guys.
Mm-hmm. I'm on my way to Quick Trip. And as soon as I get back in the house, I am.
Okay, yeah, hey dog, you gotta cop that shit anyway. But guys, this is what we are trying to stress you guys out there. Don't think that because you want everything your way as a man that it's gonna be a miserable relationship. Women love the dominance of a man that is controlling the household.
Right.
They
exactly.
Take the cream over that shit, man.
You have to be the anchor. You have to be the alpha male. If you're not an alpha male in your relationship, you might as well be wearing panties.
Grass eating lions, dog. Grass eating lions and shit.
Oh,
man, That's that real, guys. Y'all want to call in and fuck with your boys, call in. We are here. Any questions in the chat room, let me know. I'll read the question, and we'll be happy to answer anything. But for a lot of you guys out there, this is an eye-opener for y'all guys to see that there are men out there that's really about that real life. And it ain't no gangster. It ain't no hustler or Mac. He's just a motherfucking man. That's how men act and behave. They don't put up with shit. They lead, you follow my way, or are we done? All right, that's
straight
it.
Up.
Yeah, that's that real shit.
My way or the highway.
Yeah, hey, freelance lord, this motherfuckers be out there. Well, gee, Mr. Hippo, that grass tastes really good. Man, can I get some more of that grass, Mr. Hippo? Man, come on, man. Dog, hey, where'd you say you were at now, Skrill?
I had a quick trip.
Yeah, quick trip.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Quick trip? Y'all don't have quick trips in Texas? Ain't you in Texas?
Yeah, what the fuck is a quick trip? Yeah,
it's like a... Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yo, yeah, yeah. You get your ass out. I want to see what you think about that motherfucking trip. Man, I saw that shit. I put that shit on Facebook day one. That shit day one, right? Mm-hmm. Just like John Wick. Day one.
Right.
Day one.
No, I'm definitely gonna look at it as soon as I get back in there.
Yeah, but you need to pop in that Cody, man. My Cody updates all the time. So I've been watching movies all day. I got that shit running right now. I'm trying my best not to watch the Game of Thrones right now because fucking Lorenzo in there fucking up giving me all that fucking I'm gonna watch that shit tonight. Before I go to bed, I'm gonna watch that bitch. Gotta watch that motherfucker though. So 5-1. What's up?
Nah, my Cody is straight. I said, my Cody is straight.
Okay, so you good on your... Okay, all right, then. You need to... Man, I'm telling you. Yo. Man, you got to watch that motherfucking shit, Joe. God, I do.
Man, I'm going to keep it out. I'm going to definitely keep it out. I ain't even heard of it. Period.
Oh, what's that? What, the It 2?
Yeah.
You never watched the first one?
No, yeah. I'm saying I haven't heard the... I didn't even know they was making the It too.
Shit, dog. As much as money they made in the box office, dog.
Mm.
Yo, that shit. Hey, dog. I'm gonna wait for you to watch it. I got some tape, boy. When I saw that shit, I'm like, fuck that. It's on. But anyway, what's up?
No, my fault. No.
Well, hey, Skrill, why are you driving? How far are you from the house?
It's like 2 minutes, 3 minutes
away from me. All right, tell them in these last 2 minutes, why don't you talk to them about sacrificing? Sometimes you got to let a bitch go that you really like and shit for the better good of yourself, man. Talk to them about that.
Life is built on sacrifices. You know what I'm saying? You can't get to where you got to go if you don't sacrifice, period. You know what I'm saying? So, like I was explaining to your boy, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of men out here, they not built. They emotionally built. They not built for rejection. They not built to accept not having what they want. It's a lot of bitch ass niggas out here. They spoiled. They've been raised by mothers without fathers. And a lot of them, you know, their mother give them whatever the fuck they want, when they want it, just because they start whining like little bitches. That's a dilemma right now to me. And they don't make sacrifices. They don't know anything about a sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't understand that, like, you know, I grew up in struggle. So that was sacrifice right there. You know, sometimes our lights might be off for about 2 or 3 weeks. Candles. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no water or something. You're going next door to get a bucket of water to flush your toilet. Some shit like that. Sacrificing. You know what I'm saying? But like say, for instance, like, I have a white wife. She don't know anything about sacrifice. Like, at the end of the day, she lives in a world of white privilege. So sacrifice to her is my phone got cut off for a day or two, and she's going crazy. She feel like she sacrificed.
Hey, we put your seatbelt on, goddammit.
Hey, oh,
you're
yeah.
Just,
but
you're just like me. I'll never drive my seatbelt on. Fuck that. Put your seatbelt on.
No, I normally do, but the store is, like, right here. So I'm like,
the fuck is all that goddamn ring? It's like,
Nah, that's my, man, this fucking Volkswagen, it's going to keep on doing it. I hate it. It keeps doing it until you actually put the fucking seatbelt on.
Put that.
Sorry.
popped that bitch on. God damn it, man.
I did. I'm sorry, sir. Yeah. But sacrifice, basically sacrifice, if you know how to sacrifice, how can I phrase this right? If you understand the outcome of sacrifice, that's what makes a better person. You know what I'm saying? If you can understand that sometimes you have to sacrifice to get to the next level. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, because everything just ain't given to you. You know, like, you know, just about like having a job or something like that.
Right.
That's a form of sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of time, you know, I just want to sit at home and be with my kids and play the damn game or some shit like that. But I got to get up and go to work, sacrificing my time, shit like that. I got kids with another woman. You know what I'm saying? I had to break that whole little situation off, because just like earlier when you was getting into the conversation of like how when you're with a woman and the kids seeing y'all get into it and things like that, that's way more harmful to the development of your kids. When they seeing y'all argue all the fucking time and just going back and forth and whatever the situation is, because kids feel that aura. They feel that shit. They know when y'all into it. You know what I'm saying? And like, and if it's an everyday occurrence and things like that, then you start damaging your kids like mentally. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to say the wrong thing to make y'all argue or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Things get fucked up. Things get out of whack. It's not balanced no more. So I had to separate myself from the whole situation because why? The betterment of my kids. I sacrificed being in the house because I knew at the end of the day, my kids would be better off. The kids that I had with this person, my kids would be better off in the long run if I sacrificed being in the house arguing all the time just because, oh, I'm just going to stick this out and just be with this person because we got kids. No, that's the wrong angle to go. Because if it's miserable and it's not working, it's just not working. And it ain't nothing you're going to do that's going to make it work. But at the end of the day, if you got kids with this person, you got a parent, y'all can co-parent, but you got to do that from a distance. You feel what I'm saying? Because you're going to hurt those kids.
Yeah.
And that's it. Right there, that's more detrimental to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Just because they're gonna start picking up on that, and then they're never gonna develop a healthy relationship with another individual, because that's what they're gonna think a relationship is. Always arguing and shit like that. That, oh, he don't love me unless he's arguing with me, or you know, it all comes from that, man. Oh, hold on. Yes, I'm at the counter.
Smother, I got the counter. Get your ass in the counter. Y'all want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number.
Can I get a single black
man? Y'all got any questions, ask them. If not, we always do. We're going to shut this down, man. I don't want to be on here too long. We're not going to be doing something else. So y'all got any questions, we'll I'm going to hang for a little while. If y'all have no questions or y'all no calls, we're going to shut it down until Tuesday, where we'll kick off our three shows back-to-back and almost to back. So we'll hang a little bit longer, but again, this show is for you guys. If y'all don't want any questions or anything like that, that's fine. We will shut this show down, and we will just reconvene on Tuesday. So, guys, don't forget to check us out Tuesday at 11 o'clock, where myself and Mr. Lakari will come on and read emails for an hour. Then myself and Rosebud will be on at 1 o'clock East, and then we'll do the Man Mindset Show about the mirror, you know, the man in the mirror. We'll be discussing that for you guys, okay? So we just want to make sure that y'all got that and stuff. But it was a very good show that we had today, and I'm glad that some of you guys were able to call in and talk to us and start to get more of an assessment of how things are. A lot of guys lie to themselves, man, and they don't want to believe that we can't. Look, I'm not saying try to change these guys, but you got to understand something. Our greatest enemy is not women. We are our own greatest enemy because we fail to let these young boys know the truth. So many people out there just lying, telling these young men to lie to women, lie to themselves. And that shit just don't work at the end of the day, man. And that's the truth. That is the truth. Keep that shit 1,000. So anyway, So we're going to go ahead and wrap this motherfucker up. www.themanmindset.com. Unavailable. Shit. I'll go against my better judgment, man. I don't know if I should be. Fuck, man. Unavailable. What's your name? What's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, man. How's it going? The name's Jonathan. I'm calling from Canada. I have a really quick question here, and I don't mean to, like, make fun of the situation at all, but I noticed that you were follically challenged, and I'm kind of going through that right now as well, and I'm sort of noticing that, you know, I'm having a harder time with the ladies, yeah, and I was wondering if you could, like, I know, like, you're obviously black, and it kind of, you know, looks good on you, but I was wondering if you, like, had any tips on how you could sort of overcome that challenge at the beginning.
Well, that's a very good question. You sound like the same guy that called in yesterday that was stalking me. Sound just like
him. Nope. Nope. Honestly, this is the first time I've called in.
You sound just like him. So what I have to say to that, that's two. That's three. Oh, that's three. That's three. Here we go. Here we go, sir. Hold on a second. There we go. Thank you, girl. Bye-bye, cupcake. Wasting my time. See that shit? That's how you do to them bitches, dog. That's how you do to them motherfuckers. Oh, shit. I'm sorry, guy. I keep playing that shit. I gotta post that shit up. But nah, man, this is what's going on with these little bitch motherfuckers, dog. They just bitch, man. Yeah, that's Bobby, dog. You know that's Bobby, dog. Bobby ass, man. That motherfucker, gay motherfucker, man. Yeah, no, that's not Universe. That's Bobby calling, man. I've never seen such feminine behavior from a guy before in my life. Jesus. Yeah, that was Bobby. Because Bobby, you could tell because he called from an undisclosed number and shit. So, hold on a second. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap this motherfucker up, man. I'm the goddamn Dean. This is the Man Mindset, guys, man. Remember, do what y'all got to do. If y'all need to holler at me, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. Send me your name. Send me a number. And let's go ahead and help you the best way we can. Anyway, guys, y'all have a wonderful night, man. And we will get back. Skrill, I'm about to call you in a second, man. They got to turn on this Game of Thrones and shit. So I'm going to call you in a second, brother. Anyway, we're going to wrap this motherfucker up, man. I'm the goddamn Dean. It's the Man Mindset, man. And we'll get with y'all later, man. Y'all have a good night, man. Thanks for all that y'all do. And that Bobby motherfucker, he will not go away, man. We'll get back at y'all later. Peace. Hold on, Skrill. I'm about to call you, dog. Hold on a second. I'm about to call you. Hold on. Get ready to pick up your phone, Skrill. Hold on one second. Don't hang up yet. I'm about to call you. Hold on a second. Shit. Hold on, Skrill. Hold on a second. 8-1. Yeah, let me see. All right, Skrill. Click over and answer your phone real quick. I'm calling you right now. Yo, Skrill, can you hear me? Oh, wait, shit, I got the wrong headset. God damn it. Wait, Skrill, you hearing everything? All right, so, yeah, we shut it down. Yeah, they